So what are you doing on ASP.NET now?
So ASP.NET, I'm a program manager, and program manager on basically web forms and MVC and data. So I kind of am involved in all those areas of what we do at ASP.NET. I don't necessarily run or do all the day-to-day operations in any of those particular areas, but I kind of own those particular areas. And like Phil Hack reports to me, who works on MVC. I've done most of the data stuff myself.
Well, you were Mr. Dynamic Data, right?
I was Mr. Dynamic Data. So.
Very cool. So
what and we transition a lot of the dynamic data stuff to MVC now, too. So the editor 4 that we're doing in MVC 2, display 4 that we're doing in MVC 2, that's taking a lot of dynamic data concepts and moving them into MVC.
Well, so. It's interesting. We talked with Brad Wilson, we talked with David Ebo, and we're seeing, with David Ebo, we saw dynamic data in ASP.NET 2.0 applications, basically. And we're seeing editor model 4 and dynamic data concepts in MVC. I mean, it's finding its way into kind of everything.
Everything. And the data annotations, you know, you'll see goes everywhere as well. So basically the idea that I can write an object and put attributes on it for, like, required for range and stuff, and no matter what my technology is, whether it's web forms, whether it's MVC, whether it's Silverlight, you know, you can use that same data annotations across all the technologies, and that's kind of what we're trying to aim for.
So you could have a hybrid ASP.NET application that was web forms and MVC, and it would have data annotations that would be used by both technologies running seamlessly through.
Correct.
It.
And you would not even notice a difference. Basically, you get the same validation, same client-side validation in both technologies.
That's hot. That's hot. So what do you got to show me? Did you got a demo or something?
I'm not going to demo today, but what I want to show is I'm showing this is Visual Studio 2010. Mm-hmm. This is Beta 2.
Okay.
We're going to ship this October 21st. And I want to show the new project templates that we built in for web form applications.
Very cool.
We've got two of these. First off, you know, we get feedback on two ways. Number one, some of your feedback is that we don't do enough in our templates. And mm-hmm. so for that, I've got a brand new template. I'll go to the ASP.NET website.
Okay. This is the new file, new project dialog. It's a lot friendlier than before, and you can actually find stuff now.
And you're going to see that, unlike the past, my application's actually got a couple directories and some stuff in here. So first off, I want to point out that just like our MVC, we put jQuery directly in your ASP.NET project for you. So
web jQuery ships with web forms now.
Yes, correct.
Very cool.
And so if you want to start using jQuery right out of the box, we're including it. Something else that we wanted to do is we wanted to actually give you things like default style sheets. So I've got a default style sheet in here, so your application looks good. And then we went and also...
What's that account folder there?
Something else we wanted to do was actually be able to say one of the things that's... ASP.NET's got all these great features, but some of them are hard to configure the first time or hard to set up. So what we kind of did with this new default project was basically kind of threw the kitchen sink in here. So you got a master page, you've got style sheets, you've got jQuery. We even show off some of our new controls. We have a new menu control that's part of these templates. And the idea here is I'm a brand new developer. I don't know a lot about ASP.NET, and I want to get started, and I want to have a great starting place.
Very cool.
I don't know how to write all that stuff, and so I'll run it real quick and show what this looks like.
So this is the file new project, and you get lots more than before.
Yes.
Oh, you hit the styles.
We'll have to edit that. So now what you're going to notice is I've got a tabbed interface right out of the gate. The tabs are using the new menu control.
It's got nice markup, too.
It's got nice markup.
Yeah.
Here's my login button, which takes me right to a login page where I can log in.
My probably uses the login control.
It does. And it's also using our new, we took all the composite controls, like the login controls, the create account controls, mm-hmm. stuff like that, and we made them much more CSS friendly in 4.0.
Yeah, we just met with Marcin, and he was showing us how you could take pretty much anything, even old controls like the wizard, and make it CSS friendly.
And these are using those controls already put in those new modes that Marcin was showing you. They're enabled in these templates by default because these templates are trying to be CSS friendly by default. So we've got the outer tables turned off.
Do these validate by default?
They will validate by default. So if you go take any of the
Very
new
cool.
templates and run them through the W3C org validator, they'll all validate as
That's awesome.
As good HTML. So So that's just a brief look at, you know, the new templates.
Now, what if I don't want this? What if I want, I mean, sometimes I just end up deleting a bunch of stuff.
That's exactly what I wanted to show next, was show off a couple other new features we have, which is I'll do File New. And in this case, I'm just going to show, I'm showing website here. And so this is that new wizard, that the new...
New project dialog.
New project dialog you were mentioning before.
Right.
I've got my ASP website, and I've got an empty website.
There we go.
We always ship both of these before. What I want to do is I'm actually going to change, and I'm going to do a new file project. We've always had the notion of having websites or web application projects.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always had an empty website, but we never had an empty web application.
Yeah, because I don't use websites. I'm more of a CS proj person, and so I always wanted to be able to do that. Because the first thing I do is delete.
Exactly. And so in the case of doing a web app, we didn't even offer the choice of having an empty website. So now I've got an empty web ASP.NET web application. I'll create this. And you will see that it's totally empty. So there's no files in it other than a web config. And this allows me to show off another feature that we've done in .NET 4, which is, let me open the web config. This is a web config for ASP.NET 4.0.
That's all it is. Nothing hiding.
You'll note that we have a whopping 12 lines here. Basically, the lines you have here, we have one compilation line, which says target framework equals 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new that's required because one of the features that we did in .NET and Visual Studio 2010 and .NET 4 is we support full multi-targeting. And so when the tool opens up an application that has no files, how does it know what framework you're actually targeting?
I see.
And so this one line here, target framework equals 4.0, is basically put in here just so we know what framework we're going to target. So Visual Studio knows,
mm-hmm.
This is what they're trying to target. The other line in here, which is run all managed modules for all requests, is a result of another new feature that we've added in web forms in 4.0 as well, which is web form routing.
Mm.
And so because we're doing web form routing, we want to run all the processes through managed code so the routing engine gets to see all the URLs.
And this is something that would work in IIS 7.
That's correct.
So you have no extensions. So you could have an application that would be MVC, web forms, with dynamic data and annotations all the way through it. You'd never see a .aspx in the URL.
Exactly. If you want to go configure a route that basically rips the extensions off, you can have extensionless routing,
mm-hmm.
and not have extensions in your
ASP. So it's kind of a convergence of ASP.NET technologies into ASP.NET. I mean, it's really, is it all about ASP.NET?
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, people always go, is it MVC, is it web forms, is it dynamic data?
No, it's not about any of that.
And it's not really about any of that. It's basically ASP.NET is a platform that supports routing, it supports dynamic data, it supports data annotations.
Okay, so here's the question, though. Was this a master plan? Or did this just happen? I mean, we planned pretty far ahead. I mean, I remember talking to you about some of this stuff a couple of years ago, but when it kind of comes together, I always wonder if it just magically came together or if it was a conscious push.
It was a conscious, in the case of all the stuff that I'm talking about, it actually was a conscious push. You know, when MVC shipped, we couldn't integrate web routing into web forms because it required core changes in web forms, so we had to wait for the next framework to come along. So while MVC was able to ship with routing outside of the core framework, as soon as we actually got to being able to update the core framework, we were able to take all those new things we added to MVC, pull them back in, and make them core features now.
Mm.
So it's no longer, routing's not an MVC feature, it's just a core feature of ASP.NET.
Right, it's system.web.routing, period.
We actually moved it all the way into system.web. So system.web.routing now is just basically a stub assembly that forwards back into system web.
Wow, very cool. Hey, look, it's another boss. How are you, sir?
Another boss? I'm feeling good. I'm off for lunch.
All right. We're talking about ASP.NET 4. And
excellent.
This is the casual boss outfit here at the Microsoft. Cool. See you later, sir. A lot of bosses have been coming in. They all seem to wear hats. Another one just ran by.
Yeah, Dimitri and Simon.
They both wear baseball caps.
Yes.
I swear to God, they have one pair of pants and one shirt and the same baseball caps. I've never seen under either one of their heads.
I've never seen under either of their heads either.
Wow.
Baseball caps are on 24/7, I think. So.
One last question. Is it easier for me to put my own templates in there? What if I make a project and I really like it and I want to get in that file new project dialog? Is that really easy too?
I have no idea.
No?
Yeah, actually, it's supposed to be, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. So. All right, sorry.
You can cut that off the interview.
I'll cut that part out.
I truly don't know how to do it, so.
Cool.
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. I appreciate you showing me that. I'm going to go find a couple more people to chat with in Building 42 on the third floor.
Cool.